And you can't just put a nice little, it's like this big pile of crap in there, right? You can't put a nice little fragrant cloth over it. I see. See how beautiful it is? My pile is so beautiful. It smells so nice. It's a beautiful silk on top of it. So trying to be good and kind and loving is something that will only emerge naturally when you're in your power and when you're in the present and when you're loving yourself and genuinely able to give and receive freely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that only happens when you don't restrain yourself. You have to be fully there. So if somebody says something that kind of annoys you, or in a sense makes you feel that you're going to have to restrain yourself now, what we would suggest that instead of doing that, say, okay, look, this person is irritable or this person is upset. And whatever this person is upset about probably has really nothing directly to do with me. It's just showing up in my face. Thank you, personified reality, sending me this message. It's nothing to take personally, but it's something to note. Note that you are at this moment trying to be nice and you feel a command to repress yourself or restrain yourself. As soon as you recognize that it's there, you should be, if you're a good woman, you're going to be nice and kind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. You're going to have anger when it's suitable for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have anger if you're being mistreated, lied to, and manipulated. If what is coming into you is not a manipulation, but simply something that is irritating to you or that you're taking it personally, that's when you're going to go into the urge to restrain yourself to try and be nice now.
Right.
If, however, you're in your power and you're loving and so on, and this person is not, even if this person is trying to pull the wool over your eyes, lying to you like a total badass, instead you can start to find it humorous. Because you're not taking it personally, because you're still in your power. You're not giving it away to saying, I've got to have social approval first. You're going to say, no, this, I can see what this person is doing. And it's like water on a duck's back. It's just rolling off of me. And I can see that this person's not going to get anywhere with it. And I can see that if I were to say now what the truth really is in the circumstance, this person probably won't even understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to me to decide whether I want to do it or not. Because if I have an agenda where I want to teach them manners, or teach them the truth, or tell, or reveal to them, or to take them to a place, a higher place, when I can clearly, intuitively perceive they're not willing or ready to go there, then I am going back into martyr. I am putting out, and I know I'm not going to get anything back but more conflict, which is going to entitle me to be more angry. So I'm not even going to start that loop. Instead, I'm going to step over onto their side of the fence and have compassion for where they're lost, where they're stuck. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I do.
Because if you have compassion for where they are, now if they're expecting, if they're trying to manipulate your behavior, you can even say something like, well, what do you expect me to do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do here? How do you want me to respond? And you just let them, hey, ball back in your court. You don't have to go into an automatic dance.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do, you're going to get annoyed. You're going to get, get nasty. If that even occurs, it means that your pile has gotten over a line and you're in a vulnerable area, so your reality is bringing to you a trigger. If you forget all of that we said, and you let them have it, at first it's going to feel really good. Yeah, okay. And then afterwards, what are you going to do? You're going to judge yourself? Say, oh, I lost it again. I lost control. See, here's where you need to really be compassionate with yourself. Either be compassionate with them just to right away, or if it doesn't occur to you to do that, then at least as the energy keeps going and you see that it's getting to be more conflict and they're starting to play more serious game with you in this conversation, as you get triggered into conscious awareness, start having compassion for yourself as well as them. As soon as you have some compassion for yourself and say, look, yeah, I just kind of lost it there, start to laugh about it. It's really is in a way funny. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm acting like I'm like I did when I was 22 or whatever, mm-hmm. 18 or, you know, there it is again. There's that pattern I've been trying to get rid of. Ha ha, here it is again. Oh, you sneaky thing, your personified reality. You're sending me a trigger, aren't you? You want me to be aware of this, don't you? You see, you take a different orientation to it. It dissolves it right away. The second thing that you need to look at is your attachment to being angry. You have an attachment to it. Because anger is very close to passion. It feels like an energy in there. Makes things feel energetic. Makes things feel more juicy.
Yeah.
That's why people like drama in their lives. Ah, I feel alive. I feel all this energy. Right? The energy of anger is a substitute for passion. Anger is appropriate, is an appropriate emotion. Held on to it becomes toxic. It then becomes, you know, it moves in all, creates foundations, underlying foundations. If powerlessness and anger are put together, you're going to have a combination for martyr. And that's the core of martyr. It's powerless anger. It's a rage. Everybody gets it. It's the core of martyr. They feel obligated. They feel required to behave in certain ways and they don't want to. They have to restrain themselves. Or it's an opportunity. Their anger shows that they've got a lot of passion. There are a lot of people who are politically very, very passionate. And how does it come out? In anger and judgment and calling names and spewing insults and even violence. But that's passion underneath there that drives it. Passion at injustice. But they may not really know what the injustice is. Because they get so angry, anybody who will work them up into a big angry fit can lead them. It doesn't matter whether you're on the right or the left or wherever you are. If you have a susceptibility to anger, it's because you really want to feel passion. You want to do something about your passion. But somewhere along the line, over the years, all your behaviors and your emotions and everything have been modulated down and restraint has been placed, and therefore you can't. Can't go there. And then you even forget what it is in the first place. What was your passion to begin with? Where's my passion? A lot of people ask, where's my passion? I don't have passion. And so we'd suggest, well, look at what you're angry at. Look at where you're really angry. And you have to admit you're angry there. A lot of people don't want to admit they're angry. Oh, it's not good to be angry. I'm not going to admit that I'm angry. And that just leads to another cycle of you getting into situations that are going to frustrate you and make you more angry, that you're going to have to repress yourself more. Right? See, the whole object of being a good person, this noble person, has got to go out the window. You've got to be real. A spiritual person is a person who's present and is real and knows what they feel, knows what they think, and it loves themselves and other people regardless of what's going on. There's no need for judgment. Just be present with it and stay connected to the moment, to now, to the truth of now. Anger will just... it can flow right back into passion. And then what you say can be inspired. Then you may know exactly how to respond. It's amazing to be in a situation that is alien, different, foreign to you, where in the past, every single time that where you've been responding in your usual way, you get to this place and all of a sudden you're still in your power. It's really bizarre to be there. But if you can stay there and not freak out and go running back to your tried and true response patterns, you'll find yourself responding from this greater place, from this higher place.
I think I had that happen yesterday.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
If you have more of those, uh-huh, to where more of those happen in your life, you will have less of a tendency to attract circumstances where you have to practice that, number one. And number two, you won't have a build-up. So it won't at any point go over a line and make you susceptible to taking everything personally. And so therefore, you'll be able to stay in your power, stay in your love, stay out of judgment, stay present, and be able to respond in a very integrous manner. And that can be the way it is. Take that energy as a template for yourself and remember it. Remember how you felt when you did that.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of response brought you a sense of self-esteem. You felt good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You said, wow, I feel good about myself. Yes, because you were in your state, in your power. You understand?
Yeah.
You didn't become the victim martyr. Wow. Huh. I'm me. I am the person that I am, who I am. I stayed me. I didn't go into that persona of the martyr. You see? It feels so good. It builds your sense of self. It builds a sense of yourself as the divine being that you are. But in your mundane life, it gives you the sense that you are, can be confident in being yourself. And this is huge. Because no martyr feels confident that they can be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have to restrain that. They have to keep their impulses down. They have to control themselves. And then therefore, they expect that other people should be controlled. No way am I going to, you know, suffer without making other people suffer. In fact, some people are really, you know, and they don't realize how bad it is. There's like a man who always had such a horrible childhood and suffered, and when his children, he was in poverty and his father, you know, was mean to him and abused him and, oh, all sorts of terrible things. And then when he became a father, and he had made a lot of money, he was in a nice middle-class environment, he was like a nice home, and he was treating his son was some kind of refuse. Well, I've got to, you know, shape the boy up. Life is hard out there. For whom? You see. And the son felt totally unloved. And if you'd ask this man, you'd say, do you love your son? Of course. But he was still abusing his son. And that's where the cycles begin. And that's why the abused must heal, must have compassion for the self, must forgive. The perps must come out of it in order to break the cycle. And when you break the cycle, like what you did yesterday, that's a cycle-breaking experience. You understand?
Yeah.
It was you coming from a different place than you normally have come from.
Yep, completely.
And when you come from that place, you're not going to have that mean streak.
I didn't really understand. I mean, I knew what I was doing, but I didn't. It wasn't like, aha, I've got this great place I'm coming from. It was more like, I think this is the thing to do. I think this is the thing,
yeah,
I want
to do.
Yeah,
but you see, where you were, this is the thing to do from the place where you were oriented to, and the place you were oriented to was in a higher place and a greater perspective than the place where you used to.
Right.
And it was a place where you had compassion for yourself and even for the other to a certain extent, too.
Uh-huh.
You were able to separate out that taking it personally thing.
Right.
If you had taken it personally, You've gone back into defensive mode and gone back into your manipulative patterns.
And anger.
And, oh, lots of anger. I'm justified. Righteous anger. Okay, complaining, righteous anger, complaining about that person. And all stupid things that they did. And how can they look at things that way? And how could they treat me like that? All that kind of stuff. The cry of the martyr, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. So understand that when you're in that transition, it's going to be curious. But always, you know, when something terrible happens, look at how much time that you as a dedicated personal processing type of spiritual on the path person will tend to put time into it, trying to figure it out, trying to, you know, have an understanding about it. When something positive happens, do the same thing. What happened there? What was different? What did I do? You see?
Mm-hmm.
Seek to understand your positives too. Because the more that you understand that, the more that you can anchor in your new habits, your new patterns, your new ways.
Mm, yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so always process after a circumstance. And if it went poorly, then you want to heal yourself, heal it, forgive it, release it, get clear about it, and so on like that, and then understand how you got triggered into it, into your responses and your reactions and what you were after and what hidden agendas may be in there. And keep out of all that extra judgment on the other person, or if you can't help it, then just very concentrated. Okay, I'm going to really judge the other person now. You know, and get into it and be done with it. And then really process it out. And then if something really positive happens, wow, okay, who was I? How did I get to that place? And how did I really perceive it? What position was I really coming from? What attitude was I holding? What beliefs were sustaining that? And what did I feel about that other person? How did I stay out of judgment? How did I stay out of taking it personally? You see what we're saying?
I do, and I think that's key. You're right. I mean, because then if I don't want to repeat what happened to get to that point, which I don't,
mm-hmm.
then I do need to know so that I can hold that
there you go.
Energy instead of allowing myself to get to the place I got before I got to the understanding.
That's right.
So I don't want to go there again.
That's right.
But I do want to.
Now you may go there again.
Yeah.
And be very loving with yourself and get very clear about where the trigger was and where you gave your power away.
Right.
But come back and clear it all out and say, okay, if I were to go into that situation from me, the powerful, loving, radiant, light being self, how would I have responded differently? And how would it feel if I go back and kind of imagine and play through that scenario now from that loving place? Not from a superior place.
Right, I get right? it.
But from that, from a place of really being authentic and real, how would have I really responded? And you'll have several, perhaps, several ideas about how you would have responded, and you go through each one of them and play them out. That didn't feel quite empowered. Oh, yeah, there's still a place where I want to defend, or there's a place where I want to teach them a lesson. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. No, not that one. Okay. Or I want to explain myself to them because I feel misunderstood. No, I don't even want to go there. Okay, here's another option that I could have taken where I could have just asked them what they really want, what they really need. Well, that's interesting. Maybe I can imagine myself doing that, and it just doesn't seem to ever take me to that anger place. It's like I'm trying to figure out a puzzle. This person has brought me a puzzle. You see what we're saying?
Yes.
Good. We know you do.
Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome, dear one.
Yeah.
All right. We think we ought to go into meditation now. We have some work we want to do with you. Now, we know that the others of you could ask questions just as juicy. So think about what you would be asking And think about what we have answered here to this one that could also apply to you in your relationships with people and work and love and life. But what we want to do now is to help you heal your old martyr patterns, to lift you out of that old, old pattern of anger and powerlessness that's at the core, the seductive core, and to lift you back into the greater self that you actually are. Every healing, in one way or another, lifts you to a place of being greater than you are, or have rather been, that you have been operating from. It is to lift up your resonance, to lift up your frequency, beyond the temptation to indulge in an old pattern from childhood, adolescence, or yes, the exuberant young adult period. To lift you, that's the healing, to lift you beyond. And we have established a beautiful vortex. It has already started working. Unlike most times, it just sits there and spins and becomes available, sets up a force field. But this time it's already been sucking all sorts of dark energies. You perhaps can feel that. But we'll let it get the rest of them now. So let yourself be quiet. Let yourself close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, draw a curtain of privacy around you. If there are noises in the environment, they will not disturb you, but simply reinforce the depths of your peace and privacy. So let yourself drift now. Let yourself begin that drifting. You're floating in yourself, somehow in that place of consciousness that is the point of center within you. Just pay attention to your awareness, to that point of conscious awareness that you hold right now. Pay attention to it. Drift. And let yourself just gently relax, but stay awake. It's being relaxed and alert at the same time. It's the state that will take you into greater states of being, what they call altered states. So being aware, alert of that point of consciousness that you are, floating. Floating in space. Floating through a starry sky. And there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of stars surrounding you, twinkling. Twinkling with love, every one of them a being of light who loves you. Your crew, your witnesses, they've come to be with you, to give to you, to help you heal, and to help you create a joyous, free, loving, empowered, safe, because of trusting. Trusting life, being on your path, knowing your direction, aligned with your greater self, with the divine within you, a life filled with love and compassion and passion, with your passion motivating you to be you, to express you. There's a life that lies ahead, free of martyrhood, a life of you, the magician, working beautiful light magic for you, and then for those you love, and for the world as well. So knowing that this is ahead, feel the hope. Feel the hope that your life is about to get better. You're about to get stronger. Stronger with integrity, with internal spiritual power. Stronger with your focus. You're not going to give away your power and integrity to others for the sake of appearing nice, good, true, or right. But you are kind, empowered, loving, and true. Let yourself feel the love that comes from these many points of light. Let them love you. Some of them move to a place above you to form a bright star, the way that we show ourselves, and we send a beam of light down to you that when it reaches you, it is a column of light that is so wide that it just surrounds you, that you are totally within our column of light, filled with sparkles of light, perhaps in your favorite color, or a color that's right for you. Let yourself be surrounded by us now. Let us touch you, love you, support you. Let us nurture you. Let yourself just receive. You're not entitled for this. You did nothing to earn it. You're not getting anything that you need. It's all preference and choice. So let yourself receive. Receive. Just open to receive. It's safe. It's safe just to let the love in. Just imagine what it would be like if you could receive 100% love. What would it be like if you knew who you were as a divine being? What would it be like if you were no longer afraid of what other people thought of you, but had compassion for them, knowing what they internally go through in their emotional states? What would it feel like if you were in touch with your passion? What was important to you? What moved you? What lifted you? What motivated you? and that this passion is integrated into everything that you do in your daily life. And as you ponder these things and as you touch into some of these vibrations, we put them into you. We bring them into you, into your energy field, and into the cells of your bodies, your mental, emotional, physical, and psychic bodies. Now, in the past, you have played the role of victim, the fear of your vulnerability and weakness, the fear of being preyed upon, manipulated, controlled, dominated, and hurt, taken advantage of, humiliated, judged, ridiculed, criticized by others. That fear, the victim. Feel that victim consciousness. Remember that. You were there once. Feel how scary and vulnerable it was. How insecure you were. How because of your insecurity, you were seldom in the present. You were always worrying about the future. Worrying about the future. Always alert. Always on guard, vigilant, because you didn't know when something terrible was going to suddenly jump out at you, or someone was going to hit you, hurt you, shock you, attack you mentally, emotionally, or even physically. While this is a state of consciousness of a child, it can be held by people of any age. Find that place within you, whatever age it was, where you felt this the strongest. It could be now. It could be at 6. It could be at 31 or 19. Feel it, this moment, this intensity of victim consciousness. You have no power in victim consciousness. You are totally at the mercy of whatever comes your way. You're not even aware of your relationship with your reality. You have no idea from this place how anything works. Because you feel so vulnerable, so weak, so susceptible to being fooled, but being made a fool of, falling in with a savvy scam artist's visions and dreams, to believe the promises others make, regardless of how outlandish they may be. Yeah, you've been taken for a victim, a fool. You've been manipulated. The fear that it could happen again. At the count of three, we're going to release that. We're going to pull it out of you and into the vortex and send it out. All that fear, all that victim consciousness, that vulnerability of feeling at any moment your external world could overwhelm you, take you over, do something to you. that scary, empty place where you don't think you have the resources to stand up for yourself, to take your power. It's helpless, it's hopeless. We're gathering the energy now. Let us have it now. Just let that energy gift it to us now. One, two. We're pulling it together now. Moving it together. Moving it together. Getting it together. All that fear, all that vulnerability, all that victim. Where you were the victim of the perps, where you didn't know, all that shock, all that shame, all that pain, all that feeling like worthless, flawed, stupid. Come on, give it to us, give it to us, give it to us. Two and three. Come on, those of you listening on sound file, come on. You can give it up too. Come on, give it up. Give it to us. Give it to us. That's it. And now, let yourself feel a space inside you, a space where you used to go to, a place that used to be familiar to you, your place of victimhood. Go to that place now in your psyche to find it empty. And if there's anything left in it, anything whatsoever, give it to us right now. Find it clean, clear, empty. The victim box has been emptied. There is nothing there. Nothing to connect to. No images. No memories. Nothing. If you have memories of being a victim that are very real still to you, give them to us now. Let us take them. We see a few memories still left. Let us take them now. Empty space, floating in space. Now turn your attention, dear one, to your martyr place. It's a bigger box, but still a box, still limiting, still a trap. That place of anger, resentment, perhaps even bitterness. Perhaps you've numbed it out, shut it down, so you don't feel the pain. The pain of you being victimized in your anger, knowing it's not right, it's not fair, it's not okay, you being misunderstood, you being unappreciated, you being taken advantage of, you being judged and criticized, you're angry about it, or you're numb about it. The anger or the numbness, the cover, the suppression of the anger. And in that place where you see all the self-restraint, all the self-repression, all the holding yourself down, all the sacrifice, all the service, all the forced giving, all the earning that you have done to get the approval of others or to get more money or more success or more love. Thinking also that you could be more spiritual, to kind of shape yourself up. Almost like a spiritual boot camp. Okay, we're going to just shape me up to be spiritual. I'm going to be a good person. And all the effort and all the struggle that ensued with trying to be that person. And all the anger and the resentment over having to try to be that person when other people didn't apparently even try. All that you've given everybody but never gotten back. All the resentment for those who for whom it seems easier. And always a struggle in that particular place, in that particular part of your life for you. The jealousy, resentment, the anger. The powerless anger, anger you can't do anything about or you don't think you can. Anger that just stays there and stews. Feel the anger now. Feel that anger. Let yourself get into the anger, the resentment. Lift the numbness so you can feel the sizzle of that anger. Take the judgment you have on that anger off of it. You've judged it as being unspiritual, not nice, not okay. Bad, weakening, undermining. No, anger does not undermine you. It's what you do with it that has done that. Tune into that anger. Feel the force of that powerless anger. Feel the rage. It can be hot, hot, juicy, violent rage. It can be a very calculated, cold, intellectually focused rage. Or it can be the frozen type where it's numbed, shut down into helpless and hopeless, indefinite ice. Feel that rage now. Feel the gamut of your rage. From the time of your past in which it was the most intense, you can gather most of it. If you have a time that you can remember where the pain and the rage and the anger all stewed in a cauldron of dark magic, where your life had circumstances of difficulty, maintaining a sense of frustration and self-restraint, setbacks, shutdowns, breakings of promises, all that anger, feel it. Come on now, intensify it. Feel it, feel it. This is the foundation of your old martyrhood. It was from this anger that you justified every manipulation that you did. Every service, every self-restraint, and expecting return, expecting you're going to get something for this, or you'll make somebody pay. Now, you may not be aware of it in those terms, but that's the energy. Feel that energy. Feel that vibration. The martyrhood vibration. Feel the martyr. Feel the weakness, the collapse, the sigh of sadness, the sigh of futility within you. The martyr sees everything as pretty much, say it, futile. Powerless reality. See the expectations of more challenges. Feel the concerns that you may not be able to stand up to people. You may not be able to stand up for yourself. You may not love yourself. You may be judging yourself and judging others. Trying to make sense of all this anger and lack of success in one or more areas of your life. Feel that stark, sticky seduction of martyrhood now. You've been here before. Many times. You wallowed in self-pity. You played with it. You were in justified, righteous anger. You blamed, you judged. Other people were not good, they were not nice. You validated your own game, how hard you tried and do try. So much deep, deep, dark anger and resentment. And powerlessness. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Intensify it, intensify it. Make it stronger, make it stronger. We're going to count to three. At the count of three, we're going to pull it out of you. You're going to give it to us, and it's going to go into the vortex and be spun away. Now feel it really intensely so you can concentrate it. Concentrate on the anger. Concentrate on the state of martyrhood where you're willing to manipulate, thinking you're subtle, of course, where you're willing to restrain yourself, where you're entitled. Go to the darkest, dirtiest part of it. Yeah, you have been there. Feel it now, feel it, feel its seduction, feel its grip on you. One, we're going to collect it, we're going to pull it together, pull it out of the cells into kind of a gathering of it. Two. Come on, more, 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 more. And okay. And now three. Come on, let the rest of it go. We know it's an old habit. It's an anchor down in your subconscious patterns and routines. We know that. So we just kind of do another little wave here. One, two, three. And now go to your martyrhood place now again. And find it empty. Find that box. A bigger box than the victim box, but find it empty. Strangely void. Strange to be without it. If an old memory floats through, let it go. Give it to us. Sitting in the empty space now. The empty box of martyr, the empty trap, it sprung. Recognize that you didn't really know how to avoid being a martyr or a victim to begin with. You were once a child. You were once an adolescent. You were a victim. You did play martyr. You learned it from your peers. You learned it from your parents. Everybody taught it to you. It was taken for granted that this is the way things are. So forgive yourself for that. You didn't intentionally decide, hey, I'm going to manipulate this lifetime. No, you just kind of slipped into it, slipped into the groove that was offered you. Everybody else did it. They, you know, that's what you need to do too. Forgive yourself. You did it out of default. You didn't know you had a choice, and you didn't have the resources to do differently. Forgive yourself for having held on to it so very long, even when you attempted on your spiritual path to try transcend it. When you attempted to be the good person, when you attempted to be successful, to be strong and powerful and light, and still felt prey to it. Forgive yourself for having held on to it as a useful strategy to get things you wanted long after it became apparent that it never worked. Forgive yourself for any kind of implications that you're a slow learner, that it takes a while for you to get anywhere, and that perhaps God abandoned you or your higher self looks the other way. Forgive yourself. Clear. Hold no grudges or judgments upon yourself for what you have done. There may be people you have hurt, manipulated, undermined, aggravated. Forgive yourself for the impact of all your martyr actions. Erase the list of charges against yourself. Clear yourself by choice, by love. Let the love of the divine help you here. Let our love help you here. Let your love of a greater you help you here. Let all those who love you on the other side, those points of light who showed up to be with you at the very beginning and who are still surrounding you now, let them love you. Let yourself open now again to receive. Not just our light this time, not just our love, but to receive from your greater you, love of you, to receive from the divine, from God, Goddess, all that is, from your universe, the love that is yours, not because you earned it, not because you're entitled to it, not because you're such a good person and you try so hard, but because you are truth, a beautiful light being. You're a powerful reality creator. So you made a default choice. So you made some mistakes. Big deal. That's what physical plane's about. Let yourself receive love. Unconditional love. Now you may not know what this feels like. You may have had religious or ecstatic spiritual experiences in which you have felt it. You may have had other altered states in which you have felt it. If you have felt a sense of unconditional love, remember that state and open to that again. If you have never felt unconditional love, you've never felt safe. You've never felt that anybody ever fully, fully cared for you and that God was ever really there for you. You'll have to imagine it. Imagination is fifth dimensional. It opens the potential for you to be connected to the frequency of whatever it is you're imagining. It's nothing made up. It's actually connecting with the dimension in which you can experience that which you imagine. So imagine, right now, imagine, remember, total acceptance and unconditional love. Feel the safety of this. And open to receiving more and more and more love. recognition, safety, feeling free. All the compunctions are falling off of you that keep you from really being true to who you are every moment. So let all those compunctions, let all of your game plans go and open just receiving love for no reason at all except that it is so there for you. And it is part of your journey. It is what is part of your inheritance as a divine being, natural to you. Receive. Let it in. Let it in to every cell. Every cell of your emotional body. Every cell of your mental body. Every cell of your physical body. Every cell of your psychic body. Let it in to your conscious mind. Dissolve some of that rational logic that says it's not possible because it's unmeasurable. Let it in to your mind. Let it in to your subconscious mind, all your habits and patterns. Let it soak up all your habits and patterns, and heal. Let it soak into your unconscious mind. All the parameters of reality. Watch your mind chatter. Don't let your mind go and I'm not feeling anything or whatever. Don't observe. Be. Just blank your mind when that happens. Just go back to open to receive. Open to receive. Stay present. Open to receive. Let us put more in now. It and the divine and we've requested all your friends, all the powers that be, to infuse you, to heal you, to change you in beautiful ways. You are beloved. You are loved. You are just right, just the way you are. The light of spirit and soul, the spark of consciousness, the divine you, the reality creator and co-creator. You are okay. You're lovable, you're worthy, you're valuable. There's nothing that you can do to negate that, to make that untrue. So accept it, your truth. You've come here to create and establish for yourself a good life based on love and power and freedom and safety, trust, where you can express yourself through your divine channels, love, touch, heal, imagine, create, design, move energy of passion through what it is that motivates you to create, to manifest things that you desire to experience. May they all be light, magic. And to know who you are, to remember your divine origin, to remember your true self, and to remember your truth, to own your truth, to own who you are, to know yourself, and to express you in a unique way to you. We suggest that at this time you may wish to make a choice, to make a conscious and very deliberate, empowered choice to be the light magician rather than the martyr magician, to work with your reality in a beautiful way, a loving way to yourself, standing up for yourself, having compassion and love for yourself and for others, to take nothing personally, and to transform your anger into passion and respond accordingly. To be clear and free emotionally, empowered to be intense or light, as you choose, and to craft a life that works for you so that you may be happy. Happy, healthy, all the days of your life. Make a choice for that future. Make a choice for that new you. And know that if you even fail once, or have a setback, you can laugh. You can stop, forgive yourself. You can go, oh, aha, I get it. And step back into your freedom, your love, your power, and your safety, trust. Into your love for you and others. Make that choice now. Mentally, I choose. That's all you have to say. I choose this. Sounds good to me. Add anything you'd like to that choice. And make a commitment to yourself out of love, not out of discipline. To be the light magician every opportunity you can remember, every moment, and lift the resonance of you and your loved ones and your friends and your world, and return to the divine oneness that is your future. I commit. Remember, if you fail, do not judge yourself. Love yourself. Laugh. Forgive. And you'll be right back in your power, in your greater place. Till all is light magic. You are surrounded and you're filled with love. The whole universe loving you. Let this drench down deep, 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 deep. Holding a resonance deep, deep within you, connecting with your soul, so that knowing will always be there for you when you can use it in any circumstance. There will be a ground of being, solid, unyielding of the strength of your light. So be it. And it is done. Staying anchored in the light the best you can, bring yourself back to body consciousness. And know that your choice, your images, your commitments are just very gently, lightly moving out through the vortex into your world to change everything. You may have done a more profound thing than you give yourself credit for or suspect, but in the days and months ahead, you may see it revealed. So if your eyes are not open already, open your eyes and come back. It's been a pleasure for us to work with you and your beautiful lights again today. And we look forward to any opportunity that we have in the future that we may be able to work together with you. Feel free to call us anytime you go to sleep at night, anytime during the day, and let yourself be surrounded by a sky filled with stars. So you remember, you're not alone, and you are loved. And let that love change you, lift you, heal you. We surround you with that love, our light. Farewell.